An Australian investment bank claims the Reserve Bank's forecasts on employment and wage growth are wrong. JP Morgan argues the recent growth in employment stems almost entirely from the healthcare sector, which has gained from large chunks of government spending, including the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and the creation of new hospitals. Economists say the related job creation has run its course, and without more widespread jobs growth, there's unlikely to be any upward pressure on wages anytime soon. But not all economists are quite so pessimistic. David Taylor reports.
A whopping 300,000 jobs have been created over the past year, and it's been the booming healthcare and construction sectors that have absorbed most of those job seekers. But JP Morgan economist Ben Jarman says the spike in employment creation has now run its course, and the bad news for those entering the job market, few other sectors are hiring.
Yeah, the fact that the unemployment rate hasn't really budged this year through all this pickup is really symptomatic of that, because it's not as if we're really seeing a broad pickup that removes slack in the labour market and would push up wages.
Benjamin, the Reserve Bank says that the unemployment rate should fall further from here, and that will result in wage pressure, higher wages. Are you flying in the face of that?
Well, if you look at the forecast they have, they are assuming that the unemployment rate falls, but it's incredibly gradual. And I guess what we're saying is that it is hard to see why unemployment would start to really fall dramatically on the mix of conditions that we have right now. You know, I think the disconnect maybe is just that the RBA are assuming that growth picks up to 3.5%, and we aren't assuming that. We think it'll be more like 2.5.
It's quite low.
Yeah, and we see some headwinds there for the consumer in particular. So the biggest part of GDP is household consumption, and that's where you can see some pretty obvious headwinds in terms of what's happening with income growth and also what's happening with household balance sheets.
Ben Jarman says this doesn't bode well for millennials who have been hanging out for more job security or a pay rise.
That seems to be where the underperformance in job creation is the most pronounced, is in that sort of 15 to 24-year-old bucket. So that's, you know, that they're definitely shouldering a disproportionate share of the burden.
AMP's chief economist is a little more optimistic about the prospects for young job seekers. Shane Oliver.
Whilst I think it's completely true that healthcare has been the big driver of jobs growth, and I think just behind them has been education, so it's been very much government related. At the end of the day, there's still a bit of evidence that growth will probably pick up a little bit over the course of the next 12 months in the overall economy, and that should help private sector jobs growth, which should see a little bit of downwards pressure on the unemployment rate.
But Shane Oliver, even yesterday with the retail sales numbers, it's obvious that the consumer for the moment has shut their wallets. Where do you see the growth coming from that would result in lower unemployment?
The growth is probably going to come from a pickup in non-mining investments and also continued strength in trade volumes. In other words, the export boom on the end of the mining investment boom will continue to help growth. But at the end of the day, we're probably going to be stuck in a growth zone somewhere around 2.5% to maybe up to just below 3%. And consequently, when you put all this together, it means that it's hard to see the Reserve Bank raising interest rates anytime soon. In fact, we don't see a move on interest rates till late next year at the earliest.
AMP's chief economist, Shane Oliver, ending David Taylor's report.